confront, say it to your chest. Your work is work. Do you know what I mean? Like, be paid fairly. The shit that I know, you're basically. Let's just cut that part out. We interrupt this program because English not my first language. Welcome to episode 2, season 3. You want to be dramatic, innit? Oh, that's Peak with Kim and True.
Hey guys. What's fucking good?
I swear we need to start recording this on video because all the like spasms and shit that you're doing. So how you doing, Bill? I feel like this is our regular meetup, so this is great. So we have a lot of like things to catch up on personally, as well as record this episode. And I guess this episode is kind of like a rant. I'm not gonna lie, this episode I feel it's gonna be a rant. Only because personally we've both kind of been through the works, especially through the Panasonic and even really, up to now.
No, I'm not gonna say it's a rant. I'm just moving the microphones close to my mouth. I'm not gonna say it's a rant. It's not a rant. Like it's facts, bruv. It's facts.
Oh god, I'm not gonna say it's a rant. It's facts.
It is facts though. I'm not here for the dung 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 dung
dung dung. I mean, I don't know what that was.
What song is that? A beat, beat. Back up on my bullshit.
Done dealing with you. Why you got sound Asian? What, just because Janae's got some Asian in her, yeah? Okay. And you're best staring at me with your eyes wide open. What are you trying to say? My eyes are shut.
So how's work, bruv?
No, so this episode is based around work and relationships and
working relationships.
Okay. Mm-hmm, the connect. You see the connect? I see that. You see that. You're so smart. You're so clever. And it's just our experiences around work, whether we're valued, whether we're undervalued, whether we're paid the right salary, based on the workload that we're given and the workload that we do and the skill set that we have, and how to go about speaking up, like managing up, as well as managing down, and any issues that we come across with that. So, I mean, what is the sitch with you, True? Like, how's work for you right now?
I asked you how was work, bruv. So answer the question.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, currently, I'm at a good place. You know, like currently, I've just started this new company.
You just started this new company.
I just started working for this new company. I just started working for this new company and I've been here for like less than a month. And at the moment, because there's so many things, I'm quite OCDs, right? So
OCDs.
I'm quite OCDs, yeah. So if there's bad things that need to be changed, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I can't do. I actually can.
No, I enjoy organizing shit. not literally.
Are you hearing how you're sounding right now?
I love organizing stuff.
I love organizing shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I like organizing.
Yeah, dog
things.
Shit, people shit, bullshit.
Particularly the bullshit. And yeah, so I've been brought onto this company to sort of clean up a few things and revamp it and literally give it a facelift because it's been running for X amount of years.
In your department?
Yeah.
Or the overall?
Yeah, in my department specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But then head up with the operations director and literally change up the entire business overall.
Yeah.
Not so much as what the concept actually is, because that's the whole reason why it's running. But mm-hmm. I mean, the way that it's run
mm-hmm.
and what they offer and stuff like that. And just keeping up to date, because I think you kind of need that, you know? It's a business. You need to evolve with the times and the generations and what's new out there and so on and so forth. But right now, I don't have any problems. Previously, God... How long do you have? Because
I just said how's work. That's all I
said. Okay, sorry. I was trying to give you my life.
You're
story.
Trying to do the whole podcast in all one right. time, bro.
What, kill two birds?
We will get there. Like, yeah, segments. That's what the segments are for, innit?
How's going for work then, innit? Yeah. That's it.
They're segmented, yeah.
Can you stop nodding your head like that? You look weird. What's work saying with you?
Which one? Because, you know, I'm all about my multiple streams of refer you. Yeah.
You get that moolah. You get that moolah.
Yeah, get that moolah. You get that moolah. Dollar.
And that dollar pound. Like, bank account in like Swiss bank account in Tingen with them out Bahamas.
All right, bruv.
All right, sorry. Team too much. Let me just bring it back.
I'm good. Work's good at the moment. I would like to be paid more, but who would not? Okay, so if you're listening,
yeah, which I know you are, so I'm going to send that to you.
I'm going to send it straight to you, and also I'm going to hit you up for a sponsor so you can add some more money into my wages. yes, I would like to be paid more, but I right now I think that my team needs growth because I'm now doing a lot. And
so. Just a background story, like what industry are you in?
I'm not telling these people.
Fucking hell, okay. Okay.
All you need to know is that I'd be working my ass off by myself.
But are you like senior? Are you management? I'm senior. Looking after
management.
A team?
Management, not senior.
Okay.
There's 6-7 of us in a team.
Oh,
there's
right.
Currently.
And they're all managers?
Yeah, currently.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that is true. That
I don't
is
know
true.
What you do.
Well,
I'm speaking loudly on behalf of our listeners.
You already know what I do. What do you do?
Girl, you know what I organize shit. I organize bullshit.
What are you? What's that Marie Kondo?
Why are you referencing another Asian? I see how it is, yeah? Like, the Asian references got that, really, you know.
Separate from that, I'm a musician. I put out my stuff independently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on syncs at the moment. I'm working on compositions and stuff for TV and film.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of I also produce for Arise. I write for other artists. Also, we do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so between the like 5 or 6 things I do, to me that is multiple streams of revenue, and I like that shit coming in. I like seeing my bank account be like, oh, that's some extra money. Oh, they paid the invoice. So that is my focus.
Okay.
To keep the multiple, it keeps me busy.
But then how do you balance work with life? Because obviously that's a lot. Obviously, like, you're doing it. Props to you. I can't snap. I'm trying to snap.
What the fuck was that click?
It was like wind.
Your fingers,
didn't it?
No, your fingers sounded like sandpaper, bro.
I'm trying to like snaps for I'm you. Like... No, I was like, I wasn't expecting that. Sorry. Ooh, is it? Can you hear that?
You're so stupid.
But on a level, like, there's a lot of people that can't actually.
Because I've been doing this thing from day. Yeah, I've been doing this thing from day.
How do you balance that? Because
I think it's harder for people to balance things when they... Sorry, the mic probably needs tipping. I think it's difficult for people to manage multiple streams of revenue.
Mm.
That's better. When it's new. But it's not new to me. I've been... clear my throat. I've been producing since I was like 12. I've been writing since like for the last, I don't know, 12 years. And I've been singing since I started writing.
So basically it all comes naturally to you.
So like all of that stuff is just done in the time that I have outside of my 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
And also like my work's very flexible. So if I don't have work to do during that day and I'm at home, I will just get on with the other things that I need to do. And I don't care if my management or whoever's listening, because if you give me more work to do, then I will do it.
And you want these guys to sponsor your so jokes. Yeah, so basically I need a raise, but I don't really do that much at work.
I do a lot, but I think I just get my shit out the way, and then it gives me extra time. They say to you, if you're not working, if you don't have a lot to do, don't make yourself busy. That's what they say. Don't make yourself busy, because when it's time for you to be busy, we're gonna need you to be busy.
Yeah, okay.
And so sorry guys, we just had some food and I think that my throat is a bit so I'm just trying to clear it. But currently, yeah, that's where I'm at. Like I'm making that coin, that guap, that moolah. And I'm trying to make sure that that's a consistent thing, especially for like my future with the boo. But you know, we're trying to make sure that we got the money to do the things we want to do. And so
yeah, you're secure and settled. Yeah,
cool. Mm-hmm.
All right, girl. Well, I'm glad everything's going well with you.
What about you?
Me?
Huh?
I already told you about me. What, you mean the work-life balance?
Yeah, but what off the back of what I'm saying about multiple streams of revenue, what else you got going on?
Listen, right now, it's just work. I've got to a point where I'm just like, okay, there's a lot of other things outside of
what?
Work.
Tell them, bruv.
Obviously, podcast. But
tell them, you got a new dog.
Listen, okay. the life admin part of it has literally taken over ever since I got this dog. It was like a trial shift before having a child, and now I'm actually contemplating on whether I actually want one.
Is your dog insured?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. That's bank. Okay.
Is your dog insured, you know?
If there's anything with a dog, that's bank. That's why I don't want one.
It is hard work, especially if they're a puppy and then you're in the training process. And especially, I think it works between me and my boyfriend because we basically got opposing shifts. So he works nights and I work mornings. So your usual 9 to 5, 10 to 6. He does work and comes home at like 2 or 3 in the fucking morning. So we you know, do shift work with the dog, and it is fucking testing. I'm not going to lie, because there are times when I wake up and I'm in the shower crying like with PTSD. I'm like, is this even worth it? I don't know. I'm joking. No,
you don't actually cry.
But really, no, I don't. I'm just being really dramatic for the scene. But yeah, balancing that, living with my boyfriend, and then obviously your usual life admin. I'm not going to lie, especially with when you've moved up in terms of your like career-wise and then the responsibility that they basically expect from you and that you need to carry out as well as managing a team, it takes a lot out of you. So I don't want to get to a point where I've done this before, previously, where I overworked myself, to a point where mentally I am not there. And emotionally, I am drained because it's just too many things going on. And then it's just like, okay, well, this side of me is slipping and I can't even catch up with life admin stuff. And then it affects my mental health and I feel really frustrated. And then I start taking it out on my boyfriend and I don't want that to be off balance anymore. So I think right now my priorities are work.
You're getting a bit deep, isn't it?
Listen, I'm telling you, my priorities are work and my family.
You're
my
fat.
Okay. You need to be the fucking me, man. Well, you know. But yeah, friends, family, and boyfriend.
Balancing, that's difficult.
And it is, man.
Like you downplay like a lot of that aspect of the multiple streams of revenue. Because we do this outside of work. There are other things that you like do in terms of like that are not a part of work. And so doing that while working and having a new dog and being not the relationship's fresh, but like the fact that you guys have just, I don't know if you want me to say that, but the fact that you guys have just moved in and like you're in a transitional period in life as well. It's very, very difficult to maintain all of that at the same time without trying to like
lose your shit, mate.
Dive in the Thames. Like, and I understand. I completely understand. But yeah, kudos.
Oh, thanks, girl. But to be honest, like, there's so many people that I know out there that I call Wonder Women because they've got a family of
Wonder people. Yeah.
All right, cool. Wonder people. Women. They have. There's one girl that I know. She has 2 kids. She obviously her boyfriend or husband. I don't know if they're married. They live together, so she does housework and all that stuff as well. Mum duties, so kids drop off and pick up, goes to work, does a full-time job, and then in the evening she studies. And
so
she
what's
has
the dad doing?
And she has a dog. He works as well, and obviously he does his share of things, but I mean at the same point...
He better be doing his share of things. I don't need to roll up at
obviously,
that house.
Obviously, like, don't get your defences up, but I'm just saying, like, for her to do all of that, I'm exhausted from one fucking dog and a boyfriend, like, and a full-time job, let alone she does all of that and studies in the evening. How do you have that mental capacity to start storing more information? Because after a full day's work, my brain is fried.
Yeah, I'm not even down for it. I just kind of come in and be like, let me play some Apex, shoot a couple of people in the face. And that is me. I don't have time for it.
Yeah, honestly, you need that de-stress.
Because I'm at that kind of place where it's like I want to talk all night, and so when he calls me, it's like we talk for hours, and we only want to have like a 15-minute conversation before going to sleep, and but then 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, we should probably go to sleep now because I got work at 8. I said, so that's not really helpful. That's why anybody that knows me, I'm sorry, but you must hear on a frequent basis, Oh, true. How are you? I'm tired. That's my answer for any time someone, I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. No latte, no macchiato, no double macchiato. Shot, triple shot, G triple shot, G double triple G, like venti, like none of that. It don't help. Okay. Mm. I don't really drink coffee like that. I have to drink a mocha. But even still, it's not enough. It's not enough for me, bruv. It don't keep me awake.
Yeah.
It keeps me awake for about 10 minutes and then I'm ready, like, trying to fall asleep in front of my laptop. Like, you know what? People just, they won't notice. They won't notice. But yeah, we should probably move on to the we'll move on to the first
segment.
Segment,
which is what is it, true?
I'm gonna throw it to you, girl.
What's the catch? I don't know why I did that. That was so random. You that literally so, physically was throwing a, that was a, so an Betty invisible
Boop.
Ball.
That was Betty Boop. Okay.
Okay, sorry. Got carried away there.
I can't deal.
Mate, so, I mean.
You want me to start this?
Yeah, girl.
Well, let me get started. Let me get started. Okay. So, recently, the role that I'm currently in now, I've been in it for about, let's just do this, since August. So August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. So about 10 months.
Mm.
No, that's not right. Yes. I started at the beginning of August. So by the end of July would have been a year.
Mm.
But this company is not a shit show compared to what I used to work for. We won't get no names, but those who know me know what
Wait. Let me just open up some popcorn.
Yeah. Those who know me know what this is about to get into. And I won't be getting in all the details, but it was a shit show. It was a shit show, and it had nothing to do with...
Was it a shit show because of the way they treated you, or just
it was
the way
a shit
run?
Show because of the way one person treated me, yeah.
Oh, God. Let me guess. Senior?
Of course. But there was four seniors, and only one of them was a dickhead, bruv.
Capital D.
And also, he could be very nice, very giving, very caring. And other times, you just wanted to kick him right in the Adam's apple. Like, right in the Adam's apple. Like, you know, you see that cross where the Adam's apple point is? Like, that's the that point for me where I want my heel on my foot. Not even the toe, the heel.
The heel, you know?
and so, he would just do things that were really, like, that would piss off everybody. Like, he wouldn't show up for like weeks, and then he would show up in the office and say, this needs to be done. And he would have meetings with like random people, and it'd be like, can you come into my office, please?
Yeah. What's like separately?
Yeah. And then it'd be like, I need you to do this, and it needs to be done before lunch.
Are you dumb?
Bro, it's 10 o'clock, yeah?
Are you dumb?
It's not even 10.
You disappear for
it's
how long?
10:45, yeah? That gives me 15 minutes. I mean, an hour and 15 minutes to get that done.
Nah. But then do they manage expectations?
Whom?
Like, so basically the employee. This is what I mean about managing up.
No, because you couldn't manage no expectations with him. He needed it done when he needed it done. And then when he's begging you all day, have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? Bruv, I do have another job to be doing, you know. You just sprung this up on me like T-Pain. And then all of a sudden you're trying to ask me to do stuff. No. No, and that's what he would do to everybody. So the whole mood would flip once he's been in the office for about half an hour.
Right.
And then he would go and fuck off home.
So basically he's just handing over the
so
work.
So the whole day, everybody's in pissed off, stressed out, in a mood because he's come and fucked up everybody's day for work that he could just be doing, but he didn't want to do it himself.
Because he went home, yeah.
And then he goes back home.
Mm-mm.
And so that was a very...
dickhead move.
It was a very difficult circumstance to be in because I needed a job. It was during lockdown. I didn't have the opportunity to be like, well, I'm going. I mean, when I had the opportunity to say I'm going, bruv, I did. I didn't even tell them I was going. It's like, here's my notice. Yeah, you're lucky you're getting this.
Okay.
But he would do specifically to me, I won't speak for everybody, but he would do some fuckery shit to me. Like he would like call me in the office and say, I need you to get this done. And it'd be like a whole bunch of shit I don't know how to do. Not just shit.
But does he know that you don't know how to do it?
Yes, he does know. He fully well knew that I didn't know how to do it. You're just going to have to figure out how to do it. And I'm sitting there having to play around and learn how to do things while I'm doing it, while someone else could have just done the job and I could have actually done what I needed to do. So I'm delaying what I need to do, trying to figure out something else.
That's not utilizing time properly, is it? And the thing is,
if you don't know how to do it, just say you don't need to know how to do it. You fucking know I don't know how to...
Okay, Wusa, you don't work there anymore.
You know when you just want to, oh god, people's elbow him straight in his socket.
Yeah.
And that is the type of thing that he used to do. He once, we had to not manipulate, we had to figure out a way that we could get commission on top of what we were doing, because the environment that we were working in was very salesy. But the sales team would just make the sales. We had to maintain the clients and the customers.
Yeah.
And so we fought for commission because we're the ones maintaining the relationship between us, company and the clients. We were basically account managing to some degree.
Yeah.
Because there were no account managers. And so in the end, like he wouldn't give it to us. And one of the sales team said, look, we'll pay it off of our back, like out of our own money. We'll give you a percentage of our commission, because we were chill. Like we were all like a little family, but he refused to give us commission.
And
it
was his reason?
Because he didn't want to, bruv. That's it. Because and I would get into deeper things of why he don't, but there's still probably legal stuff going on at the moment, so we won't dip too much into that. But yeah, you know who you are, and I hope you're listening to this, bruv, because I don't work for you no more. And if you still live around the corner, yeah,
tell me the company, I'll send the link.
So yeah, he obviously had to get involved because he looked like a dickhead making his employees pay a percentage out of their own wages to give us commission also. And so he got involved and gave us commission. Then one day, I think I was away in Manchester, and I get a phone call from him saying, also, yeah, he would run the payroll late every payroll day. Some days we wouldn't get paid till 9 o'clock in the evening, 11 o'clock at night on the day. Oh, sorry. Right. Most people wake up in the morning and the money's in their bank account. Of course. If they don't, it's like paid.
That's that midnight. No?
It's paid before you wake up in the morning. Yeah. I'm okay with it being paid because what am I going to do between 12 o'clock and 9? Nothing. Yeah, unless I'm ordering pizza, what? There's nothing there. There's nothing. So, but every day, every time we got paid, it would be a situation where people come in and saying, "What? Why have we not been paid yet? Why are we not being paid? Why are we not being paid?" And that he wouldn't do the payroll from work. He in the office. He would do it from home. So we're calling up people. Why have we not been paid? Like we work our asses off every month, and you're not being paid. It's taking long to pay us. Like, oh, we're still doing commissions. We're still working our commissions, brother. No, fuck your commissions, bro. Like you didn't even want to give me commission in the first place, and now you're talking about working out commissions. I should take off my shoe and lick it in your face. Sorry, I'm getting.
I'm loving the dirty looks.
I'm getting so wound up. And so one day, we got paid late, and it was like 4:34 in the afternoon, and I called him up and said, like, yo, where's my money? Because I'm in Manchester and I need my do re mi.
Yeah.
That's right. Right. For a musician, I should know that.
Do re mi. Wait, what?
And so, but when I called him up, it wasn't him that answered the phone. It was his little lackey, yeah? And you know who you are as too, you dickhead.
I'm triggered.
It was his little lackey. Oh, he can't come to the phone because he's doing... I said, you best put him on the phone. Yeah, but he can't come to the phone. Okay. I understand that you can't come to the phone because you're doing payroll. So I'll wait. I let him come off the phone. I came off the phone. And then he I was at another interview at the time. That's what I was doing, interviewing, because I had, I was ready to go. I was ready the fuck to go. And so,
rightly so.
Then he calls me back, and so I'm like, has everybody, like, have you made the payments now? Sorry. He was like, yeah, everybody's been paid. Like, everybody's been paid. He's like, just check your pay slip and bank account, blah, blah, blah. So I come off the phone, check my bank account, my money's in there. Check my pay slip. My pay slip's just got my salary in it. There's no commission. Mm-hmm. Listen, I've never called someone to back so fast in my life. If you heard a speed dial, yeah, man was on sonic dial, yeah? Sonic dial. Like, I just thought of it, like Raven, and the do, 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 do.
I can't fucking do it. I can actually picture her as well.
I called him back. I said, look, my commission's not in, my commission's not, like, why didn't you pay me my commission? Oh, so we didn't pay that to you because your colleague was going through, like, a really stressful time, and she had had a lot going on, so we just paid it all to her.
I'm sorry, what?
I was like,
so is your commission based on your personal fucking experiences? And if you're going through some shit, I mean, oh my God, you I know mean, what? My dog died. Touch wood, not Loki. But my dog died, so I need some extra cash.
I mean,
some,
I don't...
Here's an extra £1,000,
I've been,
you go.
I've been telling him straight that you need to pay her more anyway because you put her through so much fucking stress. Girls tearing up and having breakdowns and panic attacks at work. So...
Nah,
I understand that, but it don't mean you gotta take it out of my money, bruv.
Exactly, this is what I'm trying to say.
What you do, yeah, because you own the company is, oh, I shouldn't have said that, but oh well, because you own the company is roll back your pay, yeah, and pay it to her. Don't take my money,
obviously.
So so he said to me, I'm not gonna pay her. I paid it to her. We don't have to pay you commission. Commission is discretionary.
No, I'm sorry. Oh my, I'm literally no.
So I'm like, I just
I
went.
Got to say about and that.
You, everybody that knows me, you know me well enough that when I'm ready to just okay,
fight.
Okay, cool. That's a problem.
Yeah,
because usually I'm loud and argumentative, but when I get to that, all right, cool moment, you know that when you come home from work, your house might not be there, just bare flames and smoke. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you know that I'm at that, like, you have passed the point where you have come out of the realms of meeting Trey and True, and now you're meeting Tremaine and Tremega. Yeah.
True.
And so I waited until Monday. I said to him, we'll sort it out on Monday. Come back in Monday, my guy's not there.
Obviously.
Like, my guy didn't want to show
don't
up.
Like confrontation, I swear to God.
Calling my guy's phone. Not answering his phone.
No.
Where's your little bitch lackey? Not answering his phone. Cool. Tutus. Senior management come. Can we speak to you for a minute?
Management came up to you.
Yeah, I was like, okay. You're already speaking, bruv. Like, why are you asking if you can do that? You're already talking to me. So just say what you need to say. So they took me into a room, like just me by myself, yeah. And it was like a policeman interrogation. Like, it felt like that. And they came in and it was like, so what happened on Friday was fucked up. He shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have treated you that way.
Wait. Hold up. What? How do they know about that? He obviously told them, right?
No, someone else must have told them because I had told about six other people by then, yeah? All my colleagues were like, what? 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 I was like, yeah, bruv. If I was there, he would have got licked down, you know?
In what
don't
way?
Fuck with, don't fuck with my money. Mm-mm, not my guap.
Of course. It's your livelihood.
And so... they took me into the room. They said they're going to pay it. And because they knew that that was the last straw for me, they knew that he had fucked up royally. And so they paid it to me. And that was literally it. He never said anything to me about it.
Oh, so he eventually?
No, he didn't pay it. They paid it.
Oh.
He's never said any, up to this day, he's never said anything about it. I mean, I know it still worked there, but he never said anything about it before I left.
That's what you call a pussy.
So,
just saying.
But this is one out of many, like, dozens of things that have happened there, and we will get into it this episode. But I'm not going to keep continuing to tell any more stories. I'll let you go.
About that's the catch. Blessings to your soul.
Sorry, I just sneezed. So yeah, what's that was a very long what's the catch, but what's been happening with you?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's not something that's happened to me personally, But in a previous company, there is, I mean, man, there are a lot of like, I don't even have to start. So basically, in the senior management level, it's heavily male orientated. The egos are insane. There's too many chefs in the fucking kitchen where they keep, you know, through arrogance, arguing with each other on what should be what and so on and so forth. And I'm here rolling my eyes like the one of the only females in the senior management team, as well as one of the only ethnic minorities in the entire fucking business in terms of management.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that was one problem that I had. Right? So it just means that any ideas, anything, any fresh ideas that I had that I wanted to put my stamp on to sort of help the company and help the business, I know that they will be overlooked. Mm. And then there was issues that really fucking pissed me off. And it was one of the reasons, one of the main reasons why I decided, you know what? Even though it's not affecting me personally, the fact that...
But what kind of issues were they though?
So basically there was... there was one of the male fucking senior management managers. He was exercising his authoritative figure. So the fact that he was high up there, knowing that no one can tell him what's what, he started becoming sexually inappropriate with other employees that were like in the venue. So they were either waitressing staff, they were bartenders, they were managers.
So Harvey Weinstein, basically.
Basically. And... These colleagues, these girls, these females, obviously, they're all different, right? So if that happened to me, best believe I'll fucking high karate chop you in the fucking...
High karate?
I will fucking karate chop you in the fucking nuts, mate. Because I ain't taking that shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Like, and there are some females that are like, oh, do you know what? I really need this job. And I don't really know what to do because there's really no, he's like kind of like looking after the HR department at the same time. So who can I complain to? And he's like basically the senior manager.
I mean, I don't feel like companies
before the owners
legally even be allowed to do that. The HR person should be separate from anybody working
but
senior.
I think at the time, that head of HR.
Head of HR?
Yeah, head of HR. Okay. She basically decided to fuck off because of those reasons primarily. And then she kind of tried to indirectly warn the females in the company. And I was, because I didn't see it firsthand, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, bruv. I didn't experience none of this shit. So I was like, all right, cool. And then this guy was going around. Okay, not just one. True, not just one. Nine females within the entire company so far have come forward and complained, but they don't want their names to be... They complained anonymously because they don't want the risk of him knowing who these people are so that he can give them shit because he's technically their senior manager. And that for me didn't sit well because I'm just
it's a bit, why do they want to stay in working for a company that person is running?
So this person just came on board and it was like, are you dumb? Like, you can't just come on board and just walk around with your dick hanging out thinking that, because I'm a senior manager, no one can say shit to me, so I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And I think, I don't know if he just prays, he's one of them ones that prey upon the, I'm not saying these girls are vulnerable, but the females that he knows that he can manipulate to a certain extent and use his title as a way of shutting them up.
Yeah.
And obviously it didn't get to a point where it was like, obviously, rape or anything like that, but it was just sexually inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that he's crossed the boundaries, but he's still doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, I got infuriated when I was hearing this stuff. But then I found out that it happened to one of my colleagues that were in my department.
Yeah.
And it just got to a point where I was like having a one-on-one conversation with her, and I was like, on a level, at female to female, like, what are you going to do about this entire situation? Because obviously we're all different. We don't. Some of us don't like confrontation. Some of us don't like the drama.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not drama when someone's being fucking inappropriate like that, and they're supposed to be one of the directors, one of the seniors.
I'm sorry, but in my opinion, they should have said what they needed to say and then left.
No, but it pissed me off because what happened next was that
I didn't know there was a next.
There is a next. There's one of the guys within the group. Within the entire company, Lovely chap. He basically found out, and he wasn't standing for that. He was like, no, fuck this. Like, you know, protect the females, protect, because some of them were his mates, you know, alongside work colleagues. So he went to one of the owners and literally told him what Wagwan, and then the owner was like, oh, I'm so shocked by this. I'm literally so disappointed.
But he knew, bruv.
I don't know to what extent he knew, but I was like, is that it? And then he literally just gave the senior manager a slap on the fucking wrist. That senior manager ended up calling one of the girls. Who
what is a slap on the wrist, please? Because you ain't being very detailed.
As in literally like telling him off, don't do it again or some shit like that. And then he called one of the girls that he was inappropriate with and was basically saying, oh, I just want to apologize for my behavior if you took it the wrong way. I'm sorry. In what way is the wrong way when you're rubbing up my fucking leg underneath the fucking table and shit like that, where there are other colleagues around, and you know, you're asking, oh, so what happened with your personal life? Oh no, your relationship went to shit. Oh no. And then literally rubbing up your leg. I'm like, bruv, is that like a cue for you to fucking try shit? No. I tell you about my personal business if I'm depressed or something. Do you try it on with me? Is that a cue to be like, oh yeah, she fucking wants it? No, it's not. And the fact that he thinks that that's okay, he literally calls her up and was like, I'm sorry for my behavior. Let's arrange a meeting so we can sit down and talk about work. That's the last thing that she would want to do. And then obviously, I understand females are, the way they handle situations like this, we're all different. The one thing that, not that annoys me, but the fact that it's frustrating, because it's like, speak up. You have nothing to apologize for, and yet, the girls ended up apologizing for what? For his behavior. Oh, I'm sorry if I made you seem as if I was like leading you on.
I'm sorry, but I'm not here to here to judge.
Fucking pisses me off, man.
For me, it feels like, how old are these girls?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they range, they vary. So I think they're like from 25 all the way to like 32.
Not that they should be taking any responsibility for anything that he's done, but they should be understanding that he is the problem and not that they are the problem. And like, it shouldn't be a situation where he's being manipulated. If the company was doing the right things that they should be doing in order to make sure that their staff
process,
are being looked after and taken care of by having a separate HR person.
Yeah, of course.
Then this wouldn't be a problem. And I feel sorry for those girls because they obviously had nowhere else to go.
I'm not finished. Not only is this guy prying on fucking girls within a business, he's also smashing this chick who is also a senior manager and brought her in specifically to be beneath him, literally. And they're like literally macking in one of the venues. And then at the same time, when they're on the way out, he's also like trying it on with one of the bartenders behind the bar. Are you dumb?
Well, clearly she just wants it to be casual, so it's not...
No. I have nothing against him shitting where he eats. You know what I mean? But the fact that you're doing that, and then at the same time behind her back, you're literally that whole thing, that whole scenario, that whole situation doesn't sit well with me. And it's not just that the same guy chose to make our bonuses discretionary. So our bonus, which was supposed to be up to a certain amount in the thousands, was cancelled.
It doesn't matter how much it is. You could be.
We worked hard for that bullshit.
It could be a bonus of £5, bruv. It could be a bonus of £5. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to be my bank account.
Just walks in here. I was like, you know what? What do you guys do? I don't understand what you guys do. So I need to sit down with you guys and figure out what you guys do. And then also, because I don't really understand it. And, you know, I'm just going to have to cancel your bonuses. What? I'm just going to have to cancel all your bonuses. I'm like, what? Are you dumb? So you're telling me we worked sweat, blood and fucking tears throughout this entire... Okay, whatever. Whatever. Throughout this entire quarter, and you're telling me we did that all for nothing. So then 10, 12-hour shifts that we're putting in so that we can hit these targets.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Are you dumb? So I was just like, yeah, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of things that I don't actually agree with, so bye. And then it just got to a point where I was just like, okay, yeah, fuck this. I don't want to be a part of this company and, you know, what they allow and things to pass by. And I don't know what it is. For me, just no, not having it. Anyway, so that's my what's the catch.
All right, girl. So aggressive about it.
It just fucking pisses me off, man.
I think then maybe we should move on to our next segment.
Oh, my God, my favorite. I'm in such a rant today.
It's the pet-te-te-te-te-te-te-teaser. The detective like Ace Ventura.
I can't deal. Petty peeves, mate.
It's the petty peeves, isn't it?
Fucking rant, you know what I'm saying? Everything's that fucking annoying. Yeah. Piss the shit out you, mate. Piss the shit out. Wait, what? English, that's my first language. Mate, you're going to start this, actually. What is your petty peeve?
I've just started What's the Catch, so why are you trying it?
Oh, today.
She always does this, you know, and I'm not deleting this shit either. She always does this, trying to pin it on me.
Really?
Answer the blood clot thing.
Hi, I'm Dory.
So what's the petty peeve?
Mate, I got a few. I'm not going to lie. If it's related to fucking work and all that shit. One of my main ones was being completely stretched. Someone that's literally taking a piss, they pay you well, but then they, at the same point, it doesn't equate to the level of work that they're expecting of you. They expect you to wear 2-3 hats. They expect you to go into 2-3 departments and run everything. And then they ask you, why are you so exhausted? Why are you dumb? Like, can you not get support? Can you not get people to come in and support you? No? Sorry, he's looking at my face because I'm proper putting like the whole angry kind of fucking...
No, I'm looking at your face because...
I'm so pretty. I feel like
for you to say that, you're doing too much work.
What do you mean?
Because you're saying that you hate the fact that you're doing all this work, and someone's saying
no. So what I meant was, you're hired to do one thing. Your JD is your JD.
So why are you taking on more roles then?
But because they don't have the support, that you keep asking them for the support, and not business, but no one else is doing it. No one else.
Well, then that's not your business. You don't do the work.
No, but then in those departments, because they're so fluid and they basically connect with each other, because there's no one, it stops you from doing your work.
But for them to understand that this is needed...
Oh, no, girl, you think I don't?
You do your job and leave the rest of it
broken.
And, like, I would sit there and be like, well, I can't do it because I don't have anyone to do this job and I can't do all four jobs at the same time. So you think you get someone to bring in or the chain's going to stay broken?
Obviously, they know this. Oh yeah, well, so then why don't you write something? I'm sorry, is that my job to do recruitment as well, bro?
Okay, and I would listen. I'm gonna start having my job description on my phone so that when someone highlights something, I'm like, it doesn't say here on my job description that I need to do this, you know, or that this is. I said it does say I will take on other roles, but it doesn't say I'm taking on multiple roles. So,
mate, on the back of that petty peeve, it's like they think you don't have a life outside of work, and yet mans are like fucking leaving at like 4 or 5 to go and pick up their child.
That's so I'm not to pick up my child, but that's
obviously,
me,
I'll do the same if I had a kid, like childcare and all that stuff. But at the same point, it's like, why is it? I just feel like it's one way for you.
But we have this conversation all the time, and I just say to you all the time, you're always more invested in these companies than you should do. I don't even come in at 9. I'm supposed to be working at 9. I come in about 11 o'clock. Yeah, and I'm at that bitch by 3-4 because we have flexible working. Mm. And so if for me, I feel like I'm doing overwork, that's my choice to do overwork. Like I work overtime or work outside my work hours. But I'm not going to do more work and invest myself in companies that are not going to invest themselves
in
me.
I don't actually think I invest myself in the actual company itself. I genuinely think it's me being that OCD and being person and coming up from this whole Asian background, cultural background, where it's like they expect you to do your best, and they expect all like the best part of you. So
I was having I was having a conversation with my boyfriend about this last night, and he said that my boyfriend's also Asian, and he was saying the same thing culturally, like you're taught to do hard work
to be the best. Try to be the best.
Work the hardest you can. Yeah. And I'm like, I understand that, but also I would be the best for my own company. I'm not going to sit here and be the best for someone else's company. But because you don't pay me the best money, bitch. You don't.
It's not, like I said, it's not the company that I'm invested in. It's the fact that I need to be the best in whatever company I'm in. Do you know what I mean? I understand it,
but that's how you end up working yourself into the ground and having exhaustion and having panic attacks and having anxiety.
That was in the previous job and the one before that, only because the amount of hats that I was wearing and me not being confrontational enough
shouldn't even be confrontational.
No, as in like,
you should
just
be like, these are my parameters. And I'm only going to work within these parameters.
No, what I'm trying to say is that back then I didn't address it to that extent where I was just like, well, fuck you then, I'm out. Like, I know what I can bring. I always had that,
that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say that it's either you give me what I want or I leave, because no one is going to do that. If they have to spend more money in getting you support and getting the help that you need to do, and they don't feel like they want to spend it, they're not going to. And this is why I say that you, instead of you expecting them to meet your expectations, you have to start limiting yourself and how much you do, because they're not going to. If they see you doing the job, they'll be like, she's doing it, it's fine. And then they can come to you and say, well, if you ever need any help, then please let me know. And you'll be like, I need help. No, you've got it. You've got it. It's fine.
There's no one great in the industry right now. We're looking for CVs, but no one's actually fitting the bill. Fuck's sake.
They will give
you
anything
that's
free. Yeah. Do you want some water? Do you want some salt? They will give you the things that they feel like they can give you that doesn't cost much. And then you'll run yourself into the ground and you'll work yourself into the ground. Mm. And for what? I'm not trying to get to 60 years old and be all wrinkled and stressed out because of these people that for one, I don't work for you anymore.
Mm.
And do you get what I'm saying? That's why I was making the point I was making, because 5-10 years from now, you're not still going to be here. You're not going to still be with this company.
Oh, no. I'm literally, my aim is literally to get to director level in the field that I'm in. And then fuck off and then just start something completely different.
And that's understandable. I just, that needs to be continue to be your mentality, and you need to sit with that. Every time it's like work, it's like, I'm only doing this for me. And I'm only trying to excel to the point where I need to excel too. I'm not here to do your shit. I'm not here to pick up your
minuscule
stuff.
Crap.
Right.
Things are outside of my
and
job.
And that's it. I understand where you're completely understand where you're coming from, and I'm the same. I work hard because I like working hard. I like being the best of what
you'd be
I
surprised.
Do.
There's a lot of people that in this the newer generations and
I've stopped.
And whatnot.
I mean, there's a get twisted.
Oh, okay.
I've stopped working so hard because I don't feel like I get paid enough to be working that hard, and two, I just don't want to. Yes, the cog. And the mechanisms and the machine that is work and so on and so forth the food chain, all of that, I understand all of that, and the different levels of seniority.
Mm.
I understand all of that. Companies have to function with that, those type of things going on and so forth. But it's not my company. I'm not investing my life into you if you're not gonna also pay me enough that meets the national living wage.
Mm.
And like, I don't know how it is everywhere else in the world, because I've only ever worked contract work through my own limited company or as a sole trader outside of the country. I've only ever worked on salary and stuff inside the country. So I only know how it works here. And it's not even the entire country. It's just London that doesn't like to pay people based on the living wage here. The wages, the amount that like rent is and all of that shit, they don't pay you enough. And also companies will act like I'll pay you a little bit more. Brav, do you think that I don't know that you giving me an extra $1-2 grand for the entire year only works up to like £50 a month? Do you think that I'm not stupid? Like, you don't tax us.
Mm.
Like, you don't teeth out the NI.
Mm.
Sorry.
No, it's all good, girl. You're saying we're petty peeves.
Do you have a second one?
Mate, I got loads. Where do you want me to start?
Okay, I'll go first then. Because I'm not about to sit here and wait for you to finish your scroll of baby peeves.
Wait, let me just say my second one. Another one that fucking pisses me off is that all the hard work and then the creative, like, ideas that you bring to the table and all of that stuff that you bring all together, and then suddenly your line manager or someone above you is like, yeah, man, see, do you like, what's it called? They basically take credit for the work that you do. Mm. And then they brag about it to all the other fucking people. So they automatically think it's their work. But you're just there like, are you dumb? Like, you're literally bragging about it. I'm right here knowing that you're belling me up at like fucking like 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning because you're stressed the fuck out about getting something sorted and finished by a specific deadline that you had 3 weeks to fucking do. And my man got me working all hours of the fucking morning just to sort that out for you. And then you turn around and say, yeah, man, look at this sick job that I did. This is not me personally, by the way, but I feel for you because I'm a true empath. But still, what the fuck? Nah, bruv. Sorry. Okay, I'm done.
End scene.
Okay, I'll just give you two. That's it.
I just thought of one. That's why I went quiet. Okay. I think I'm going to do this one. Really pissed me off because it happened at the last place I worked. And I was complaining about how much I was being paid and how much I was being overworked and me working out of hours. And fair enough, they were giving me money for the extra piece of work that I was doing outside of work and outside of the office and so on and so forth. But I still was not being paid what I felt like I was working for. And so they just continued to pay me the way I wanted to get paid. They just continued to pay me the way that I was being paid. Mm. I didn't get no raise after the year. Mm. Actually, the year went past and no one said shit to me.
Okay.
And so I was like, cool, I'm ready to go.
But didn't you address that as well and just be like, can we have a meeting? And just
do you think that he was ever there for me to have a meeting with him? We just had this conversation before.
I would have fucking... Oh, it's the same place.
If man don't turn up, man's not hot, yeah? If man don't turn up, how's that happening?
Mm.
And so I got ready to leave and I looked for another job and I found another job and then that's where I am now. But I think the most annoying thing for me was that they only decided that they wanted to pay me what they felt like I was worth when I wanted to leave.
Mm.
And like,
it's always the case though. I hate when that shit happens.
Bruv, I wasn't even just working for one. I wasn't just wearing different hats. Man was wearing different badges that had different companies' names on it.
Blue Peter badge. I'm joking.
Bruv, they had multiple companies there, and I was working for three different companies at one time and only getting paid one salary, dipping in and out, helping you with this, helping you with that, doing this. Bruv, and you're only going to pay me one salary?
Nah.
You need to be paying my salary times three, bruv.
Computer says no. No.
So, like, that is a pet peeve for me because why do companies always, they say they value you.
No. Okay, so off the back of yours, I think it's like, there's another pet peeve. Someone that, the company that basically, indirectly,
I'm saying.
It comes off the back of yours, like, they undervalue.
But I didn't finish it. So how can it be off the back?
It's in the middle. Okay, in the middle. Okay, let me just... There, it's basically a company that undervalues your skill set, so it makes you feel that you're not really confident in what you. Because I've seen this. I've seen this firsthand. I'm not saying it's you, but I've seen this firsthand. And then as soon as you're like, "All right, fuck this," then I'm gonna go. Oh my god, we value you so much. Seriously, your skill set is just like insane. What you can bring to this company is like, you know, it's really niche and it's really hard to find that elsewhere. And I'm just like,
yeah, but I don't care.
You're saying anything under the fucking. This is what
I
mean.
I don't care about you talking about it. Put the money on the blood clot table, bruv. If you're not writing down an offer and saying to me, we'll offer you this to stay, I don't want to hear shit. I don't care if you think I'm fucking Betty Boop. I don't care if you think that I'm the queen of Sheba. I don't care. Okay. I'm getting vexed now. I don't care. You can say whatever you want to say to me about staying and how valuable I am.
Yeah.
I know I'm valuable. That's why I'm getting the fuck out of here. So I don't understand why you're sitting there trying to tell me, oh, well, we really love you to you do this. Bruv, if you're not writing numbers down, yeah, and then not a check. But I'm if not you're interested. Writing down an offering with me, some sort of, and not, I don't want just verbal, yeah, that contract better come through the next day. Exactly. Otherwise, we know what's gonna come through. My notice,
my resignation.
And so that's just how I feel. Don't value me when it's time for me to say, okay, I'm sick done. Of being undervalued. I'm sick of being undervalued, and now you want to offer me what you actually think I deserve.
But in what world would that even work with anyone? Do you know what I mean?
You think I'm going to stay?
They've had enough.
And,
exactly.
And you will offer, they will offer me more money. They offered me way more money than I was getting. Exactly. And I still left because I was like, I'm not going to have this happen again.
Exactly.
Where I get to a point where I'm doing really well for you guys again, and I've taken on more stuff, and like I've ascended past the point I was at where you thought I was valuable at this point. Mm. And you think, no, you're now earning a lot of money. You shouldn't be earning that much, or you can't earn any more. You're not gonna pick me,
because they're giving
bro.
You such a big pay rise. You're definitely not gonna have any commission.
Yeah,
are you crazy?
No.
Just so like cutting corners, man.
But it was always something. I would get offered. I get offered a certain amount of money, and then it'd be like, because it's a new position, you're gonna have to be on probation again. And I said, no, I don't trust you enough to put me on probation, because what you will do is promote me, and then wait until maybe two and a half months in, and then be like,
oh, you didn't pass your probation.
Yeah,
really
you didn't
sorry.
Pass your probation. Bye. So that you don't have to continue to pay me that salary. Yeah. You just wanted to bring someone in for me to train them and then get rid of me. No, I'm not stupid, bruv. I'm not stupid at all. So that is my petty peeve. That's the first one, okay?
What's your second?
Let me just look 1 second. My second one is, I have three, but I'm going to say this one, which is overbearing colleagues. I can't stand people that... Multiple hats, yeah, fine, we can do that. But have multiple hats when there's no one there to put the fucking hat on.
Okay. Right, so like, basically dipping.
It's like I'm eating three yogurt pots, yeah? And I'm eating my yogurt pot, and you're putting your spoon in your yogurt pot. You're putting the spoon in the yogurt pot that no one's eating out of, but you're also putting your spoon in my yogurt pot, and you're eating out all of them. What for?
Exactly.
This is why I'm getting Super Caribbean. What for? I'm already eating mine. Fuck off and eat your two, bruv.
No, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of people that I've come across to that as well. And I'm just like, okay, your opinion doesn't really matter.
It's not even about opinion. It's
No, I think like they're physically getting involved, yeah, and they're like, trying to do involved? Something. And I'm just like, how are you going to tell me to do my job?
I'm hired to do this, bruv. Exactly. Are you hired to do it? No. Keep yourself over there before I kick you in your chest.
where's the expertise coming from? Do you suddenly overnight just, you know?
Of course. Are you Raven now? You just see everything. You know how to do it.
Keep your shit to yourself.
If
okay.
you guys could see the fact that I, every time I say, are you Raven, I do the little...
handout and then eyes
the
open
eye,
wide.
The eye wide thing that she does when she's having a
and
vision.
And they zoom into her eyeball. Every
but
time.
It's true. I hate it. And it's also the attitude that you're giving, like, you're doing me a favor. Man never asked you to come over here.
And plus your suggestions are shit. So okay, just nod and smile and be like, fuck off now, please.
I'm not even that person now. And when people get passive aggressive about it, I'm like the complete opposite. They'd be like, if you'd done it this way, it would have worked. Well, if you had fucked off, it would have done it the way that I needed to do it. And like, I've been in people know what I'm like at my workplace now. I've had senior management jump in before I've opened my mouth, because they know if I open my mouth, I may lose my job.
No, but sometimes it's better to fucking confront.
One of the senior managers, someone was saying something to me. I think it was a customer that was saying something to me. And she said something that really, like, and it was a Zoom, no, it was a Google Meet call. And when I mean he saw me unmute that thing.
Yeah.
He saw me unmute that thing and he saw the mute button disappear. And he went, oh yeah, and blah, blah. He quickly jumped in front because he knew if I'd opened my mouth, the whole Zoom call would have been lit up.
I'm glad he was paying attention.
Yeah, I'm glad he noticed it as well. He quickly jumped in, and I just gave him like a little smirk. I was like, okay, I see you. I see you. You professional.
I see you seeing me.
You professional. Okay.
You keep me tame.
This would have turned into a whole Spice Vibes Cartel bumbaclot place. Yeah?
Oh,
yeah?
God.
Yeah. So those are my petty peeves, especially in the workplace. Like, I just want people to be able to let me do my job without one fucking shit up, and then I have to clean it up.
Mm.
But also two, just not fucking shit up. Just leave me alone to do my job. And like, we can be friends. We can have chats during work and stuff like that. Just don't get involved in things that you don't need to be involved in.
And the thing is, if you're that interested in what I'm doing, fucking go to school or some shit and learn how to do it yourself, and then find another job and do it yourself.
But all you have to do, if I need help, I will ask you for that help.
Basically. Exactement.
Anyways. We're going to move on. Have you got any more? Do you want to move on?
Girl, I don't even want to continue this. I'm getting like all ramped up. Like I've got this inner part of rage. Okay, so
we're
going to
move on. We're going to move on to the next part of the... we're going to move on to the next segment, which is...
What's your situationship?
Situationship.
Why?
I think we're on drugs. Like, they gonna think we're on drugs.
So yeah, this segment.
We've actually got how we're going to switch up what's your situation? You're not saying anything. So how we're going to switch up what your situation is? Not every episode, but we are going to start phasing in what we want to do is play voice notes. Of people who have asked questions and sending questions to us.
Obviously,
that's what I'm going to do, of course. I'm going to play it now. Okay, so let me find it. Oh my God, let me find it. This one is from, I don't think she wants her name disclosed, so we're just going to keep that to ourselves.
How would you deal when you are a leader of the team and they bring in a person who you are training and reports into you, and then you find out that they've put that individual on more money than you? Like, do you think it's still acceptable to be the one to train them when you are the one in charge of them if they are on a higher salary than you are?
Well, bitch.
My mouth just went wide open. I was like, what? First of all, how did she find out that the other person was on more salary? Because obviously she's senior manager. Can she see how much she's getting paid?
I don't know. Maybe they told her. Or maybe the person told her.
No, because usually if you're senior to them, you can take... Because they're reporting to you. So you manage their holidays, you manage their rotas and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually physically log on to whatever CRM system or whatever system you guys use.
No, because that depends on the seniority of the person. It might just be like a team leader role or like a manager role that doesn't really manage that side of things where they get to go into the CRM and so on.
Wait,
and so,
so okay, so this person who sent a voice note, right? Is she training the other person to take on a role that's similar to her, or just...
I think that's the case. I think that maybe from my perspective, I feel like it sounded like someone was brought in. They were brought in to do a similar role to that person. You've trained them to do that role, and then you could be on the same level, I don't know, or you could be a senior to that person. But when you've found out about pay, that person's getting paid more than you. And it obviously pays discretion for any employer. Like, even if you're senior, you are not supposed to know all the pay of your employers.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. That's discretionary to the like manage the directors and stuff like that. So that only they would know. So imagine you've trained someone to work or do the same job that you have, or even do a lesser job than you're doing. and then you find out that person is being paid more than you. Your face. Your face.
I'm trying really hard to stay tame, man. I swear to God. Like, I, because the thing is, like, there's
it happens often. It happens often.
There's ways where it sounds like, you know, you're petty people. You're like, oh, or the one where you're just like, oh, well, if they put me on probation or whatnot, or if they bring someone in and I've got to train them, and then suddenly they're just like, you know what, I'm taking your job. Fuck you, kind of thing. It could be that situation, because I don't know the context of it, yeah? But if this person is below me and they're reporting to me and I'm training them and I find out.
I've actually had it happen to me, but.
Rude, mate. If I found out.
I was
out,
the one being paid for.
Okay, so you're fine. That's why you're smiling.
No.
Are you the other person
that,
in this?
Caused,
are you the other person? I'm joking.
I caused an issue in the whole thing. And it was a couple of years ago when I worked for another company. And I started there. I didn't really have much background in like what I started doing. And I started working there. I took on the job. I'm adaptable. So you can put me in most cases and I will learn how to do it and I'll figure out how to do it and I will be good at it. I was there for a while and I was comfortable. I knew what the fuck I was doing. They trusted me enough to leave me there to do the job by myself. So people just went on holiday and I was handling the shit by myself after being there for like 6 weeks because I was on my shit. And I did do that. And then after like months, 8-9 months of me being there, I sat down with my colleague because she said that tax looks weird or something like that. And she showed me her payslip. And I see how much she got a month. And I was like, that's really low. How much do you get? I was earning... Sorry, just trying to think. I was earning $6,000 more than what she was earning a year. So $6,000 more than what she was earning a year. Even though she had been there for 9 years and she trained me to how to do my job. And it's because the employer just decided that if she wasn't going to complain, and bear in mind, she was on the spectrum, the autism spectrum. I think the employer took advantage of that, and because she never said anything, she doesn't like confrontation. She never said anything about how much she earned. They just left her to be paid some stupid amount.
Nah, man, sorry.
And so, like, I had to address it with my manager to make sure that. I don't even know if that it ended up happening because I could only be involved in so much. But I was like, her pay needs to match mine. Because I think that's unacceptable that she has been working here
for X amount of years,
like,
mate.
A solid 8 years more than me. She knows everything. She's been working here for time. She does everything that you ask her to do. She works. She's got a laptop set. This is before working at home. This is still before pre-pandemic. She had a laptop set up at home just in case she needed to get certain things done from home. Like, they could call her up on emergency, like, can you do this? And she would do it.
No.
But you guys are still paying her some plickety pay. Are you dumb, bro?
They're taking a fucking piss, mate.
And so I've experienced that. But even as the person that is being paid more, to me, that's unacceptable. If you're doing the same fucking job as me, get paid. I'd be damned if you're getting paid more than me. But you get paid the same amount as me.
So basically, regarding this voice note, if it was that case where this person that you're training is lower in terms of they're reporting directly to you, I'll be like, okay, cool. Thanks for the training session today. All right, cool. Well done. Blah blah blah. Yo, to my line manager or the directors or the owners, I'll be like. Professionally, though, obviously I'm saying it now, but I'm in a professional manner. But direct. Yo, can we arrange a meeting face to face? I need to discuss it.
Arrange? Who's arranging, bro?
No, I want to arrange a meeting.
Are you two free? Meeting room.
No.
I'm not
professionally.
No, there's no professional.
No,
bro.
You got to stay professional.
No, because
about
you
things.
Don't want to be professional about the way that you're treating me as an employee. So don't expect me to be professional.
Yes, but there are still ways in which you have to address.
No,
certain
I'm
things.
Not sitting down. Nothing.
I'm call, not going to be all rowdy and
no,
shit.
No, I won't
that,
be rowdy.
I mean?
Call Miss Meetings. Take notes, bitch. Yeah, and bring yourself.
And that's not rowdy,
The meeting room is free. You're not doing anything but looking over people's shoulders. Come, we're gonna talk. Because if I don't get my money, you gonna get one less employee on the spot.
I think this episode has triggered you.
Listen, I don't have time for these people. Like, I'm so, you know me, I'm so, like, fair. I'm so fair when it comes to the way that we make music. If I sample your vocal and it's just a little piece of vocal, I'm still going to give you a percentage, even though you're not technically entitled to that percentage. The same with Chris, the same with anybody that I work with. I'm making sure that I give them the correct percentage because they're supposed to be paid what they're supposed to be paid. And even if they aren't technically legally in the music industry, like, you don't owe them that or you don't have to pay them that, I still feel like it's in my right to make sure that they get paid something. Because if it wasn't for your vocal sample or your voice being on that song or something you did, we did earlier, the song would have never been the song is. Everybody that plays a part in the song, the same way that everybody plays part in a company to make a company run.
No, but the thing is, companies are like this. That it doesn't matter where.
They're not.
It doesn't matter. Well, majority of companies are. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. A majority of them will cut corners to try and save money where they can.
But I think if I was running a company, I wouldn't skimp. Like, why am I skimping? I would, if I can do a lot of the stuff myself, I will do a lot of the stuff myself at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to paying people, I'm going to make sure that they are paid what they deserve, because they're not going to leave you if you take care of them.
Exactly.
They will be there for the rest of their lives.
That's the thing that a lot of businesses say or claim online, on their websites, on socials, or their fucking employee pack, that they do. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, they really don't.
Because they start to lose touch.
There's no work culture.
That's something I learned somewhere else I worked. Because I originally applied for a job low down, and I didn't get it because that person had more experience in that field. And then I applied for another job that was right underneath the CEO. So I was at the top.
Mm.
Even in the building, I was at the top. And they lose touch of their employees. They didn't even know, the CEO didn't even know the fucking names of her employees.
Mm.
And that's what I mean when you get to a corporation that's that big, they start to lose touch.
You're just a number, mate. Yeah. You're just a number.
And so you don't know who's being taken care of, who's getting paid the right amount of money. You don't know who's trying to skimp and who's not trying to skimp. And
you don't know how well they're doing either. Like,
you should be having meetings every so often with everybody that's senior at your company and saying, are we paying these people correctly?
Are we really looking after them?
Right,
let's have a one-to-one and make it more personal. Be like, yo, just wanted to, you know,
and I'm okay
extend
with,
my thanks and just be like,
I'm okay with the fact that if that person is not working, get them the fuck out of here. But people that are working and doing their job
and
correctly, make sure that they are getting paid what they're supposed to be getting paid.
Exactly.
But
and
also
then get the promotions and progression.
Make sure that that shit matches. Don't be giving Tom 30 grand and then giving Lucy, I don't
22.
Know, 29. Because to me, that's not... If they're doing the same fucking job, they should be paid the same fucking amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And period, if the person doesn't... Some people, they have the same job, so they don't do much work. They just coast and they manage to slip under the radar, so they can do nothing and get paid. Fine, fair enough. But that's your job to keep an eye on that. If they ain't doing it, fire them and get someone else to do it.
Basically.
So, in my opinion, that this is how people should be working, and I don't understand why companies are still acting like, we're the directors and senior management, we're going to pay them some stupid amount of money, and the people that actually do the fucking work are not getting paid anything.
Pennies, yep. So, in light of your voice note, thank you so much for sending that in. What I would suggest doing, obviously, judging by the rage, is confront. Confront, say it with your chest. Do you know what? I'm not gonna say my part, because I'm not gonna lie. If you didn't clock earlier on, I accidentally brought it up. I was on such a tangent. I brought it up in the fucking segment above, and not in petty peeves. It was in petty peeves. I actually brought it in the segment above, and I was like, oh shit, this is supposed to be in the next one.
So what we will do here is we'll just take a little intermission where Kim can take a break and
4.
Like, are we back?
Oh my gosh, my eardrums.
Bet.
Back it up. Oh yeah. That was so bad. Anyway, so we're going to move on to our final.
Oh yeah. No, it's not earthquake. You know, let's just move forward.
Off on tangents. So we are moving on to our final segment called
Lesson Learned.
That was like impromptu. Improvising.
Okay, so do you want to go first?
Listen, from basically English not my first language, from the petty peas and what's your situation shit. Because I'm excited. I'm joking. And angry and trying to say a fucking word. Is speak the fuck up. Confront. Work is work at the end of the day. Everyone is replaceable, no matter how hard you fucking work, no matter how niche your fucking job is. There is like how many fucking millions of people that live in London or that will commute and migrate and move to London from a different country to do the job that you're doing. Work is work. You are not indispensable. Everyone is replaceable at the end of the day. If you're not happy with where you are, it's not the be all and end all. Stop laughing at me, bruv. I'm trying to speak my truth. You're like cock blocking me right now. But like, on a level, learn when to confront, but be professional about it. So obviously they can't like bite back at you and just be like, oh well, you know what, you're a bit like too rowdy and shit. Do you know what I mean? You're gonna come up with all these excuses to manipulate the entire narrative in this situation. And also you need to learn how to manage up. At the end of the day, no matter what level you are, there's always gonna be, unless you're the fucking owner of the company, there's always gonna be someone above you that you need to learn to, yes, you got your team of people that you manage, but you also need to manage expectations for the people that you're reporting to. So if, say for example, they're loading you with like a shit ton of work that is, you know, you can't fucking physically, no human can possibly do within the time frame that you've got, as well as managing a team. You need to learn to manage their expectations and be like, you know what? I'm not going to lie. The workload that you're giving me are blah, blah, blah. I need to rearrange the priorities and whatnot. And if it comes to pay, like the girl that sent the voice note, you need to take them to the side and be like, okay, I need to have this discussion with you because I feel blah, 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 and da, 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 and I found this out. And I just want to know, like, where do I stand in this company? Is there room for me to progress? Firstly, is that the reason why you're not giving me the pay that I feel like I deserve? And I find out that someone who is basically reporting to me is getting paid more. Is there a reason behind that?
Find out the circumstances.
Do you know what I mean? Because put it into context.
I completely agree with that. Like, find out what the circumstances are. Speak to them in a manner that's like, is there a reason why you're not giving this to me? If you don't believe that that is a valid reason,
then you've got your explanation.
Yes, but if you don't feel like there's a valid reason, I'm guessing that there might be some way to contest that. But also, if not, get the fuck out and go somewhere else where you know you're going to get paid what you're worth.
Exactly. I'm telling you, it's the same thing that happened to me ages ago. Like, True gave me that whole interfrenching before, because I invested myself to a point where I didn't realise that I was putting myself through this whole mental stress. And it
wasn't nice to witness either, to be honest.
No, but the thing is, like, it wasn't necessarily the company. I don't know why I had like some sort of bond with the company, but it was more of a
but
point.
But you do, though. Everybody does.
But it was a point.
When you're there for a long time.
Yeah, and you make friends with everyone, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
But the job in itself, it was like, it's not the job in itself that I was trying to too hard to get to, because there was basically no, they proved that there was no room for progression. But it turned out, it ended up being me trying to prove to myself that I can do this particular role and a bit more to the best of my ability.
Yeah, of course.
And then obviously that bit me back in the ass, mate. I was like, okay, well, I'm stressed. I'm tired, I'm drained, I'm exhausted. I don't have a life outside of work, like legit.
Like, don't,
and I was like, nah, I gotta change this shit.
Don't get me twisted.
Sorry.
Like, I'm not saying don't work hard. If your company or the corporation you work for treats you very well with benefits and pay and all of that jazz,
and they reward
work your
you.
Ass off, yes,
yeah,
because
of
if they're paying you, they're paying you.
Yes.
At the end of the day, and that's what they're supposed to be doing. But if they're not, don't take it lightly, because it's
they'll
your livelihood.
Try,
it's
yeah,
your
and
life.
They'll try their hardest to cut corners.
Avoid doing it, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like your mate, feel sorry for her, but still, man.
And the thing
fuck?
Is, they're very smart. So rather than getting to pay two of you to do it, and this may have been what happened to the lady that sent a voice message in. If they're paying someone more, if they're paying someone more, it's likely that what they're trying to do is get you to train them up so that they can continue to pay that person and then get rid of you. Because all they're doing is paying a little bit extra. Mm. They're not now paying two people because they're going to get rid of you, and they knew they was going to get rid of you.
Exactly.
So they're like, we'll just pay this one a little bit more because we're going to fuck that one off once she's trained her up anyway.
Basically.
And they're very tactical about the way that they handle things. So just make sure that if circumstance very similar to this comes up with you, handle it in a way that's very clever.
Yeah, you need to have a strategy behind that shit, man, because I'm telling you, they've always got something underneath their fucking sleeve, fam.
And a lot of people's issue with issues with jobs is stability. They want to feel stable, and it's important for them to feel stable. And if they don't, then, well, that's a whole nother thing.
So, yeah, that's me. That's my lessons learned. You do yours.
I think mine's, it continues on from what I just said. Like, know your worth. Understand what you're capable of doing. And it took me a long time to be that person myself.
Mm.
I'm very good like that with music because I know how fucking hard I work to be the producer and the composer and the vocalist and the songwriter I am.
Mm.
And people may say, oh, you're good. I'm like, no, I'm better than good, bruv. And it's not an ego thing. Like, it's not a male ego thing. It's confidence because I know how much work I put in over how many years I've been doing this, how many people I've worked with, what I did to get better, what I did to grow. And if you've done the same thing and you understand how much hard work you've done, then you know that, look, I'm worth a lot more than what I'm being given or what they're portraying me to be. And so you don't accept that. Also, the second thing is, don't get comfortable or complacent if it's going to compromise your growth and your your value. I think a lot of people get comfortable in where they work.
Yeah.
Because of who they work with and also how comfortable it is. When you've been there for a certain amount of time, you know that they're not going to sack you.
And you know it's secure. Yep. You get an X amount and it covers everything. So yep.
And it's really like,
But it's also them being scared to progress. But that's a different thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there could be multiple reasons.
There's loads of people out there that have dreams to do something else.
But they got a rich sugar mama or sugar daddy. Just saying. They just work. What's that got to do with? They're just working for hobbies. You know what I'm saying? I'm bored.
There's loads of people out there that want to do something else. Hmm. And the current job is doing what it needs to do, but it's not what they want to do. And so they will stick at it because of complacency.
Yeah.
And complacency?
Yeah.
And comfortability. And so they won't grow and actually do the things that they want to do.
Yeah.
Because they're scared.
And then they'll live in resentment.
Of being outside of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
But the most cliche saying, you only grow outside of your comfort zone. Yeah,
and that's me. That's my entire life. Mm. If people didn't throw me into situations where I lied about being like a good songwriter and lied about being like producing and working with groups and all of that stuff, bruv. Listen, when I first worked with you, do you think I even worked with a group? No, I just blagged it. You know what? We fucked that shit up. Okay, we did bare songs. The arrangements of those songs were sick as well.
Oh, yeah. And then the random improvisation, mate. Yeah, mate.
All those writing sessions were great.
They were worth it, though.
I learned everything from making a band. I told you this originally. I watched BDD on making a band.
I just watch a few episodes before I meet with the girl group.
When they brought me in, I was like, in a PDD. In a PDD. Puff Daddy. PDD. PDD Love. Daddy Sean Combs.
Danny Kane.
And so I took that in. And I just did what I needed to do. I knew how to arrange you. I knew how to so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Even if you don't know certain things, sometimes you got to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Can I just do this, please?
But if you don't know.
Sometimes you got to put yourself into uncomfortable situations in order for you to push yourself to grow.
Well, yeah, obviously. You don't know what you're good at if you don't put yourself out there and then learn trial and error.
But it's not
just
that. Sometimes you put yourself in situations that you're way above your head.
Mm.
Is that the saying?
Mm.
And so you're asked to do something and you're actually not qualified to do that thing, you're a little underqualified. And sometimes you have to just put yourself in that situation and be like, look, I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to fucking learn how to do it.
Yeah, but I think it's the whole adrenaline of not knowing how. So then you're in a panic state. So then you force yourself to research it, or you force yourself to learn it yourself, mm-hmm. outside of them looking at you, observing you doing it. And then you fucking learn how to do it.
I don't condone anybody doing this. Because it's not for everybody. Yeah. Some people learn before you go and do that job, because it might take a little long for you to do that. And also the person might be like, you lied about what you said you could do. Get the fuck out. And then you ain't got no job. But if you're capable of learning quickly and understanding the circumstances and so on and so forth, go ahead and do it. And be uncomfortable and grow and learn new things and all of that stuff. And that's just my lesson learned. And that's through me having multiple jobs, through me working with multiple musicians, through me working with people that I didn't even really want to work with, through me working in an office with people that I didn't really want to work with. But you learn these things and how to handle them, and also how to handle circumstances with these type of people and all different types of people. Yes. When you put yourself in those positions,
managing all different levels, I'm telling you.
It's and that important. Is what this podcast that's what it's, sorry, my accent dips in and out of like American and UK, because, well, we're Housewives of Atlanta. And also the team that they're currently in my office are the US team. So there's a lot of American accents floating
influences
around in
my
offices,
so
offices, my office at the moment. But yeah, make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you understand who you are.
Take care of yourself, self-care.
What you bring to the table. That is the most
and
important thing.
And own the fuck out of it.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, that's it. Confidence, girl.
So yeah, we're gonna draw this episode to an end. End. Funny, and is it Finn? It's Finn.
I was
Finn.
Like, what's funny?
I said Finny.
You said
but
funny.
It's not Finny.
It's Finn.
It's Finn.
And scene. Encore.
Make sure.
Encore.
All right, bruv.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm not putting claps in. Make sure you follow us on all social media. We now have a TikTok, so you can catch us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube Shorts, YouTube, TikTok, and I think that's it, right? All of those will be
Instagram.
Under That's Peak. I said that Instagram already.
I don't know.
Yes. THATSPEAK. T-I-Q-U. We do this every week.
No,
are you
like,
fucked
T-R.
It up?
What the fuck is T-R? T-H-A-T-S.
No, you're not allowed to do it now, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, keep quiet. It's THATSPIQUE
at gmail.com.
That's
Gmail.
The email address, but you can find us at That's Peak, spelled that way, on all of our social media, because this girl's out of one. Please contact us. Please send in your voice messages, voice notes. We might start handing out a number so you can send us just some voice messages on WhatsApp, but we'll get back to you on that. Please email us, please get in touch with us on social media.
Yes. We love the sound.
Any
of your
questions?
Voice.
We will start doing lives soon. So yes.
Okay.
Thank
girl.
You for listening.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.